How's it going, everybody? And welcome to another edition of the Hoop Jack Podcast Series. I know it has been a hot minute, since we've been on the airwaves and everything like that. But you know us, it's Chris and LeVar. And even though we've been gone for the last month, a lot of things have, you know, just happened generally. You know, we all got busy lives and everything like that. One of the main things, I think, that we, you know, missed was the start, the middle, and near the end of the NBA playoffs. Because we talked about what would be the matchups. And now, what we've seen so far, I think the hottest take I have right now is that the Denver Nuggets have been the most underappreciated team in the playoffs.
And the thing is, we all said this when they made their, when they were making their title run, like, I guess for the last 2 years. Yeah. if they can stay healthy, they're number one team in the league.
And this is the healthiest they've ever been.
And that's what they are.
Michael Porter Jr. has been shooting the lights out for Ben Simmons needs to learn.
Looking like a tall Klay Thomas right now.
Ben Simmons needs to learn
Klay
from
Thompson. I say Klay Thomas.
Ben Simmons needs to learn from him.
Ben Simmons needs to learn how to play basketball again.
And then I think
you can't be 7 foot and be scared to go to the hole.
I also think the Miami Heat are one of the luckiest teams right now in the NBA.
Oh, man. It's just the way they're playing. They're playing like everything's like blue-collar basketball, bro.
The last two games,
the
last two games haven't been great. They went up 3-0.
Right.
Have lost the last two by more than 15 points.
Also, it's Boston not decided to make every shot they took.
For the last two games.
Yeah, you could, I mean, like, Mr. Forehead himself, White, and Marcus Smart,
Derek White,
right? They're shooting damn near, you can say like over 50% from the 3-point line,
which is crazy. Because why couldn't they do that the first three games?
Maybe
those first three games. When you looked at the fact that Boston gave up home court advantage, that Miami wins one, then gives up the last home.
Yeah,
well. Game four, they go back to Boston, lose game five, but I'm not even going to lie. Boston was shooting the lights out. They were hitting everything that they could.
Everything. I mean, I don't even think what it was.
They could have thrown it up backwards. It still would have gone in.
It
wouldn't have mattered. But game six now, back in Miami, can the Heat close it out?
I don't know.
Because it's going to be...
But they're back in Miami, so...
They're back in Miami, which is the thing, but it's still anybody's... Everyone thinks it's anybody's series.
When
I think
Butler's in Miami, he turns into something different.
But he did that same thing when he was away. Like, you look at the away games that he had, he has those moments. I'm not saying he's running out of juice. I'm saying he needs a little more help, I think, with... I don't know if Hero is back in the lineup. I don't think he is.
Vincent's out.
I think Olin. No. He was out for game four. I don't know if he's in for game. He was out for game five. I don't know if he's back for game six.
That's also
Kyle Lowry was at the starter spot in game five.
But Vincent is also a big part. Him and Duncan Robinson, if they're hitting their shots,
no one's stopping. I think Gabe Vincent should be back for game six. I think that's the thing. And it's also, Bam Adebayo, people are like, where
did this come from?
I think...
He's been playing so nonchalant this whole season.
No, he played... The last time he was... We heard him was the bubble. The last time he was relevant
was
the bubble.
That's what I'm saying. But then during the season, it was like... Because he was only averaging 12, 13, 15 here.
But he was out too.
He was out too for
a good part of the
season.
Maybe
he wasn't healthy then.
He wasn't healthy. They kept bringing in rotational big men, I remember, who were doing good, who were coming off the bench and great. You know, they weren't they were given the starter spot, but helped maintain the flow of at least off the rebounding differential wasn't a disaster.
Right.
I think that's the concept that we're looking for. I think what I also looked at, and it made a lot of sense, was when I talk about the Nuggets not getting enough shine, we put so much emphasis on, you know, the Lakers will rebound. We didn't take the fact, I got it, and being a Lakers fan, you know, it was hard watching the series. The fact that we got swept could be the reason, but
I didn't. I'm gonna be straight up real. I didn't think y'all was gonna beat Denver, but I did not at all.
I was like, if we win two games, I'll be happy. We're not gonna win, but if we win two games, we got swept.
But I realized.
But when you look,
there was nobody who could check Joker, man.
No,
there was nobody.
It wasn't even close.
Now, actually, I'll take that back. Davis did have some times when he was, you know, the focal point on stopping Joker, and he actually did stop him. But the problem is when you do that, Joker now has
when you look
other
at
options to throw.
So here's my concern. Is they got swept. They weren't supposed to win. Mm-hmm. Game one, they lose 132 to 126.
Yeah.
Game two, they lose 108 to 103. Game three, they lose 119 to 108.
Yep.
And then the sweep was 113-111. Only game three was more than a 10-point difference. Every other one was within close. Was in 2 possessions.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I think LeBron kind of ran out of a little bit of
juice. He ran out of juice. We took everything out in Memphis and Golden State. To be honest, I'm surprised we beat Golden State.
Because I saw some of those plays, and it just looked like he was, I'm not going to say, you know, tired because he's in great shape, but he looked like he was just drained.
I mean,
he was still doing his thing.
He was still doing his thing, but there's only so much he can do.
Where
I think
he should have took the shot.
I think we,
instead of giving it up.
We don't use a lot of, like, Austin Reaves played a hell of a playoff performance.
He did.
Vanderbilt played an amazing role. Lonnie Walker IV was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys that supported him. D'Lo was great. And everybody else
disappeared.
But he skipped because we missed. We were just not hitting threes. Yeah. We weren't hitting shots. We weren't rebounding. Rebounding was like hitter. Because Anthony Davis would have a great game, mm-hmm. but then Jokic would have an even better game.
Yeah.
He would have.
Also, KCP.
Oh gosh, that was just hurtful
he was
to watch.
Kicking your assets, man. I said it. I said KCP gonna come out here with a damn vengeance, and damn if he didn't.
He came back with that was anger and spite and everything.
And the thing is, it wasn't just him. Brown used to play for y'all also.
Yeah,
y'all got rid of him.
That's where it hurts. It's like
the two guys that y'all got rid of, and Brown was playing like he wanted to be a starter.
Yeah,
like he was having some great games.
That's where I think about.
You know,
I think looking back at what this playoff looks as if Denver's made it. I think it's their first finals appearance mm-hmm. in program history. I think they've been robbed when I think they should have gotten there with Melo and
JR. Oh my God,
and AI.
Man, yeah, definitely.
And with Melo retiring, Denver needs to win it for that.
Yeah.
And Denver needs to honor Carmelo.
Yeah, and I don't understand how they can sit here and act like me. It's Carmelo Anthony, man. If he's not, he's up top 10 for scoring of all, you know, all time.
He leads Denver in scoring.
Right. And I mean, how can you not have him in the Raptors when he's your leading scorer?
All right. It's crazy. And then I think if with Denver making it, they're one of the favorites. Here's my thing. If Boston wins it, I mm-hmm. want Denver to win.
Most
because
definitely.
You would think, because being a Lakers fan, you kind of want to see Boston just go 0-2,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of want to see what that series could be like. If Miami wins, I want the Heat to win. I think Butler deserves a ring. I think Butler needs.
If they win, he definitely deserves.
He
a ring.
He definitely deserves a ring.
But I'm gonna tell you right now,
that's gonna be a tough matchup.
I'm looking at the matchups.
It could be a sweep too.
Strauss, Duncan Robinson, and hopefully Gabe Vincent. They're going to have to
you
play.
You think Tyler Hero, if he's healthy.
I don't think he will be healthy. But they're going to have to play a hell of a game.
They're going
to
have to
stop
play
Murray, Porter,
and Jokic.
And then Jokic. But then, like I repeat, KCP is scoring 12, 14 points a game. I mean.
And Butler can't just score 30.
You know, that's. It's going to be tough for Denver. I mean, I'm sorry, tough for Miami to keep up with that the whole time. Plus, Miami's been playing some spiritual basketball right now. They're basically willing themselves to some of these games.
I
like, I saw Butler basically hit, like, five or six shots. Now Butler makes it look extremely easy when he gets to the hole.
Extremely easy.
Like, and lay the ball up. Like, even with people on him, right now he's just playing a hell of a game. But they need their whole team to step up.
Right.
Can't that happen?
No, and I think it will be interesting to see kind of moving forward what the NBA Finals will look like.
Yeah.
And how that'll go. I'm pretty sure, because they're starting June 1st, so we'll be able to try to get next week to see what the series will look like. And we'll probably get through game one or two before we come back, mm-hmm. and we'll try it from there. But we're going to take a quick break, guys. When we come back, we got more NBA talks coming with the mock draft and the new system implied with the all NBA teams and guys who didn't make it. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
And we're back, guys. So with the NBA draft just right around the corner, are you sold on Victor Wembanyama as the number one?
I can't say no.
Well, you could. Here's my... Well,
he has too much of an upside to say no. The thing is, he's 7 foot... What?
Four.
Four.
He's 7'4".
And he shoots like, you know, Dirk. He moves like Porzingis. He just needs some muscle.
That's the one thing I was... He's 7'4", 210 pounds. Yeah.
He needs some muscle.
Which he needs... I think a lot of people said the same thing about Durant, but Durant bulked out.
We did. And the funny part is, we did say that when he first got to the league.
When he first got to the league. But he bulked up a little.
He only gained maybe 15 pounds.
That's why I said a little. I didn't say a lot.
But my thing is, I think that he's... I mean, shit, he's too tall for him not to get a shot off. Look at Chet. Now, if Chet didn't hurt himself, he probably would have had a good season. Or at least a decent season. Yeah.
I think the problem I see is, I'm not saying that if he, because the Spurs got the number one pick, I can't believe it.
Poor Detroit.
Oh, they just get... Poor Detroit and poor Charlotte. Poor Charlotte.
Oh, yeah,
poor
Charlotte.
Charlotte has been number two for the last on Future Stars.
Right.
It's been, so close. But the one thing is going into a system, and he has a great system still with Pop and San Antonio, but after coming off the season they had and not really a whole lot of assets left in that system, you're the guy.
Yeah.
You're now the franchise player, buddy.
I don't know if
I'm not saying he can't. I'm saying it's gonna be a wake up call when he plays guys like Giannis, like Jokic, mm-hmm. like Bam,
people
like, or not even people just his height, people who aren't gonna take him for granted.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, when I say people his height, most of the people he's playing right now, the tallest guys probably near is like 6'9", you know, or 6'8". Once he start getting to like Porzingis is his height.
Porzingis.
You know, that's his height.
Porzingis.
Plus bigger. So
Giannis, Jokic.
Giannis, especially Giannis.
Jokic.
I really feel sorry.
Or even plays tough guys like Bam Adebayo or Anthony Davis or any guys like that.
Or Anthony Davis, yeah.
Like guys who are big, like 210, you still get pushed around
a lot.
That's not even like, I'm not trying to be mean. You are not backing any of them down.
I would hate to say
you can Kareem hook it.
I would hate to say at that height, I mean at that weight, you can't be only be a small forward.
That's really it.
You can't be no. I can't see him as a center. Not at 200 pounds.
210.
No.
And you got guys like Scoot Henderson from G League.
Oh my God, man. Scoot is a fucking... I don't know what he's eating or what he's lifting.
He's 6'2", 195.
Exactly. He's all muscle,
beast
bro.
Right now.
Bro, he's all muscle. And I'm like, he looks like he's like 6'6".
So right now he's projected at 3 mm-hmm. with Portland, but Portland is thinking about trading the pick. At this point, I'm not saying that's a bad, but
no.
But what? But here's the thing: if you were to trade for the number three pick, what team and why, and who? What team and who? I'm thinking you go either a player in cash or a player like a star in a role.
Yeah,
but for the three for Scoot, because Scoot Anderson, that's another guy that can make a difference. And if we use Portland, that's the 1-2 that you would need, right? And that's with what Dame. I'm saying.
You got Simmons, the young boy.
Anthony Simmons.
He's good.
He's good.
If you can play him, Simmons, because he would Simmons. I mean, Toot reminds me of Gary Payton Jr. Because Gary Payton, he plays a small forward role. He's only 6'3", but he plays a small forward role. And I feel that if you could have those three,
but we're at an age right now. But we're at the age right now where it's a small ball kind of league. Right. The small forward used to be like a LeBron size. Mm-hmm. Now it's like an Andrew Wiggins size.
Well, Wiggins old.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine.
You can move like. Even Clay can probably play small
forward. Yeah, I'm about to say Clay probably.
Clay can play small forward if he wanted to.
That's true.
Like, it's not.
But I don't feel. I feel that Portland should keep the damn pick, man. Forget all this trading to try to get a star, because you get the star and then the star get hurt. Now what? Go get that young body.
Yeah.
They need young energy. Need somebody that can go, man. And Toot is that dude, though. Plus, he's seasoned.
Plus, another top 10 pick projected for Dallas, Grady Dick out of Kansas, the freshman out of Kansas, 6'6", 204. Mm-hmm. That kid can shoot.
Yeah, he can shoot his ass
off. I remember watching it.
It's another kid, tall white boy. When I say he has, he has handles, and he moves like, he reminds me of, which is crazy, I'm going to say
and
that.
Then
he reminded me of Durant.
And then the UCLA kid, Amari Bailey. Yeah. We all know him from, you know.
What we don't know him from. He's one of those. Yeah. He's already basically.
You know where his projected team is? You know where the projected Lakers? The 17th pick.
Poor kid.
You know he's not good. No, he getting traded.
Yeah, he getting traded.
No, but think about this. LeBron has already talked about, I don't even think he's serious about the retirement thing. Mm-hmm. I still think, imagine, just kind of roll with me on this. Him, if Amari comes to LA, Bronny then goes wherever he goes, you take Bron and Amari both to wherever Bronny is, that trio.
That would be crazy.
Just to final it out.
That would be crazy.
I'd go, I you would sell everything at that point.
And I'm not gonna lie, the way Bronny's built, Bronny's a strong dude, but he's not a little cat no more.
No,
you know, I feel that, man, that should be great, yo. I would love to see. I'm rooting for Bronny, man. I'm rooting for the kid, yo. I want him to, you know, do good in the NBA. I'm not expecting him to be his daddy, but I'm expecting him to at least, you know, have some good seasons, have a good, you know, a good role in the league. I'm not expecting him to be his dad, though. There's only, I hate to say it, there's only a couple people that's ever came out like that.
One of the things that we had talked about last show or a couple shows back was the new system that the collective NBA Players Association had come up with in the league as the minimum required amount of games to qualify for awards.
Like
I think it was 65, because we looked at 60 and something like that, but 65. When they brought out the list for the All-NBA teams, there was five names, five main guys that if that had implemented today, it would not have made it. It would have been LeBron, Giannis, Damian Lillard, and I believe one of the other ones was, because they were big names too. These weren't like small. These were not small names.
Damn, I couldn't see Giannis not being in there. That's crazy too.
Yeah, because it was Dame, LeBron. I think Steph was also on that list as well.
Right.
Giannis, And it might have been Embiid. No. No, it might have been Hart. No, it wasn't Harden.
No, it wasn't Embiid Harden because they...
Was it...
What was the damn dude?
Was it Donovan Mitchell? No, because he wasn't
one
hurt.
Donovan Mitchell.
It wasn't Butler, I don't think. I don't think it was Randall either. It wasn't Sabonis. Would have been Fox?
Was it Ja?
No, because Ja didn't even make
it. That's right. Ja didn't. That's
Ja
right.
Didn't even make it.
I forgot about that. That's what I'm thinking of. I can't remember.
But, so, I'm not saying that that'll take a shift on it. I think, I'm not saying that you can't, that things happen, you get injured. Mm-hmm. But then you do have guys that take rest days.
I think this is going to change that.
This is going to change that.
Because a lot of this all NBA stuff basically gets the person some money. You know, if they go ahead and make the All-NBA team, hell, that could be $200 million and getting ready to come to them for something, you know? So I would feel
like... Oh, it might have been Anthony Davis. Oh, no, I think I did say Anthony. No, I didn't say Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis would have missed it.
Either way, this is going to change some things. Man. This is going to change a lot of things with this rest stuff. Kawhi Leonard, he can't rest every damn...
Kawhi, that was the other name I was thinking of. Oh, Kawhi had missed it.
Yeah, he can't rest every damn 2 weeks. Now, he did have a couple injuries.
He had a couple injuries, but still. You know. But I think, you know, moving forward with that, it'll look interesting as to how everything plays out.
Yeah.
I think one of the other things we had talked about, and it has been mentioned, that they were trying to revamp the All-Star League. And I'm like...
Bring it back,
man.
You've
only been trying to revamp that for years, and we keep telling you. This was probably... I'm not going to lie. This might have been the worst All-Star game.
To me.
Weekend. The only thing that tried to save it was the dunk contest.
Right, and that's... Which is crazy.
And that was...
Normally, we would say the dunk contest was like... Some trash, and the 3-point contest was interesting.
But the dunk contest was
great.
It was better than every other event.
Right.
It was probably the best event out of all weekend. Here's the thing.
The celebrity game was better than the All-Star.
Celebrity game was better than the All-Star game. But here's the thing. I think the celebrity game works. Make it East celebrities versus West celebrities.
That'd be crazy, man.
That'd be crazy. West Side.
I know, that'd be crazy though. Because that's going to really start some shit.
It's going to be like the Soul Awards, right?
Right.
Then you have the All-Star game, which should go back to the East versus West. Yes. And I think they need your own jerseys.
Own jerseys.
But it's
and
the home.
Whoever wins.
Gets the home court advantage. Because MLB does that with a home field advantage for the season. Do that.
You'd want to win.
Yeah. You'd at least... I think the Elam ending works to a degree, but make it more competitive.
Yeah, but because the thing is, the Elam ending, basically, when they do that, they're not trying to do anything until the freaking end.
Yeah.
So it's like, no. I don't want
to take away the
man.
I want the ending.
I want some competitive basketball, and I want something saying that hey, if you're going to play in this, you got to play.
Yeah,
I think
the 3-point contest.
Keep it the way it is. I mean,
keep it the way, but I think you need to introduce. I think we need some new blood in there. It's the same with and the dunk contest. We really need some new blood in there.
Even though the dunk contest was bomb.
Here's who I think you should put in the dunk contest for next year.
Matt McClung.
We already think.
Gotta bring the championship back.
No, all right. Then we put Scoot Henderson in there.
Scoot Henderson in there. Most definitely.
I think, gosh, if we could put Nate Robinson back in the good contest.
He can't even, man.
He can't even.
He's dope no more right now.
We get
Anthony Simmons.
Yes.
Put him back in there.
Put him back in there.
He can dunk.
Put Zach LaVine back in there. Or put Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon back in.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is Zach LaVine still got them hot, man. And I'm like, they did him so dirty.
Aaron Gordon just got robbed.
Robbed.
He's been robbed twice.
50-50. 49. One guy got a 49. Oh, he wins. How? Bull crap.
It was insane. I think.
But I wanted to go back East. Versus West.
I think East versus West just makes sense.
Use your home team jerseys.
It would be a lot more fun. Like, you have it. That's what would make it easier, and it would cost less.
A lot less.
You're not making uniforms or anything like that. They have them. They have their uniforms. They have
their own uniforms. Use them.
Like, that's when it was fun.
All you got to do is add a damn All-Star badge to the uniform. That's what you're doing.
I think... No, I think... Oh, you know what? They should have an event.
What?
If they were to do an event there, I would put, as a side event, because it is coming back, I'd do a slam ball tournament during All-Star weekend. Not with the NBA players, but make it like an event on the outside of...
People don't realize how bomb slam ball was, man.
It's coming back. I think we all need to appreciate the fact, A, that it's coming back, and B, that, you know, it's... It should never have... It went too soon, but it's glad it's making a comeback.
And also, in the skills challenge, if they're going to do a skills challenge...
Oh, make it...
It should be point guards. If you're going to
do... No, do three of all the positions.
Yeah, that's what
point
I'm saying.
Point guards, shooting guards, small forwards, four forwards, and centers.
It'll still run quick.
It'll still... Yeah, and then you'll do... Like, you'll do different rounds, like...
And I would,
five,
I would love
then four, then three, see, then two, then one.
I would love to see the centers go versus each other, man. It's something about...
If the centers win it, bro, that's when it would be fun. That's like, get the centers to do it. Like, you
have
get...
Have Embiid shoot the three. You know he wants to shoot three anyway, so...
That, have no, they have... When the last shot is shoot a three, like, mm-hmm. they do everything else. Shoot, like...
And have Bobo do the dribble part. Because Bobo... Yeah. Bobo, He reminds, once again, that the young boy that's about to come to the league.
Victor Wembanyama.
Bobo's 7 foot, what, three or something like that. And he moves like a damn guard. He was playing good for Orlando.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think there's just a lot to kind of move forward from that.
True.
Before we end the show, guys, quick shout out to Boosted Biz, Kenichi Bear, Chop GLD, Moolah Kicks, all the other great people out there, Grand Headbands. I think with NBA Finals coming up, and just especially this weekend, it's a Memorial Day weekend. Everybody stay safe,
please. If you're gonna be out, be aware.
Be safe and everything like that. I know this weekend is the Patriotic Festival down in Norfolk, so...
Shout out to the military.
Yep, shout out to them. Everybody be safe.
All branches of the
military, Navy, Army, Marines, all of them.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all. Thank you for your service. And...
Air Force.
Yep. And I think just when it comes to this weekend, be responsible, be safe. Don't drink and drive. There's Uber now. You can always call an Uber.
Call the day.
Call the Uber. It's not like, you know, back payphone days.
Right.
Kids nowadays don't even know what a payphone is.
Right. You know, I saw a payphone. It
where?
Right. Right near Wisduck.
Oh my gosh. This is...
And it was rusty as hell. It was just sitting there. I'm like,
there ain't no way it's in use.
No. But it was the fact of the matter.
Yeah, it's the fact.
Where the hell did it come from? Even though I ain't been down Wisduck that long,
I bet it's a ghost, bro. I bet it's a ghost.
It's been could have disappeared. Let's not talk about that. But anyway.
But I think at the end of the day, you just kind of be safe, guys. Have a good long weekend, because it's going to be a long weekend.
Much needed rest, though.
Much needed rest. I'm just sleep when I can.
That's what I'm doing.
And then for those of you that can't see or hear, I... did mess up my hand.
The shooting hand, too.
Yeah, that's 4 weeks out, so no basketball. And I was going to sign up for some, you know, the Fieldhouse League for the first time ever. I was going to sign up. I was going to wait till the summer. I was going to sign up. I was going to do it. Too late.
Got to wait a little bit now, buddy.
Yeah, but, you know, to each his own, I guess. Yeah. But shout out to everybody. Hopefully everyone has a safe weekend. Be safe. And remember, don't be a bystander. Be a hooper. And keep balling. Peace.
Peace.